Here is our next caller, Dr. and Mrs. Future.
Both big fans of George Norrie and Coast to Coast and MZ. And I have to say, I doubt that I would be on the radio had it not been for many, many years of being in love with late night show Coast to Coast.
And oh, wow.
When you took over from Art, I thought you did a masterful job. It's really hard to take an audience that is that loyal and kind of loving of their host and bring it forward. And I really think you did a great job.
Mrs. Future.
Yeah, and the reason, Sun Lundell is Mrs. Future's real name, and her husband, Al Lundell, who used to be, among other things, an editor for Byte magazine when I first knew him about 30 years ago, we have reconnected in the last 7 or 8 years, and there's something really special about Al and his wife, Sun, and I gave them the name, you know, Dr. and Mrs. Future, because it just made sense. I mean, Al knows everything about trends in science, trends in politics, mostly science and mostly electronics. But, you know, he can discuss just about anything. And I said, you know, we need a program called the Dr. Future program on KSCO, and that's become one of our most popular programs. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, MZ. Thank you, MZ. And I wanted to ask George a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
George, you had a chance to meet the top luminaries of our time all around the world, you know, as running Coast. And I'm kind of curious how that has changed your personal belief system about the world. For example, do you see the universe as being alive now, or what?
Well, that's a fascinating question, because I ask myself that every night when I'm on the program. I have evolved as this program has evolved. Originally, if you had told me that this government was force spraying biologicals over people in the 50s, I would have said, you're crazy. If you were to tell me that the Gulf of Tonkin episode, which got us into Vietnam, was not true, was made up, I would have said, you're nuts. You know, I towed the company line. Once I started doing Coast to Coast and people started opening up my eyes to these incredible things that were going on, it changed me. I'm at that point now where I think this program, based on the audience, has helped me grow and become a little more aware that not everything is what you think it is.
All right, now I got a good question for you now. Stay there, Dr. Future. George, I know that you have Alex Jones on a regular basis, at least once a month, am I right, on Coast to Coast?
Close to it, yep.
Yeah. Okay, now how is it that you first became aware of Alex Jones? Were you aware of him before you were the host of Coast to Coast?
No, I didn't even know who Alex was. I had a call once during my open line show, and this guy called me and said, hey, George, you ought to have this Alex Jones on the air. He has his own talk show, but he's different. And I said, who? And he said, Alex Jones. He does that, and you can find him here. And I said, all right, I'll give him a listen. I'll check him out. Well, the first thing I thought of, MT, was, why in the heck do I want to put another talk show host on my show?
Yeah.
And that has changed. I put a lot of talk show hosts on my show. One, I like to develop their careers. Uh-huh. And two, I think they add to the program. So I gave Alex a listen. I went to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
Pretty good.
And, you know, I said, boy, this guy's different. So I called him up and I said, look, I want to put you on my show, but listen, Alex, I want to tone you down a little bit. I don't want to change you, but I have to tell you, not everything is a conspiracy. And I think we have evolved with each other. I think I have taught Alex to be a little more open to look at everything with a different eye, but not always thinking that it's a conspiracy. And he has done the same to us, where not everything is what you think. So I put him on
beautiful.
The air.
That's beautiful.
We talked about the Bohemian Grove and how he infiltrated that. And that was our first program years and years ago. And now we're regular staples on each other's shows. And it's growing.
Somehow it doesn't surprise me. Did you say something, Dr. Future?
Yeah, I was just saying that George would bring in a more of a sense of spirituality or a little magic to the equation. Yeah, there's only so long you can be upset at the elites that run us all without bringing in some other ways of looking at the world.
Well, our common humanity, I really think that's the magic that you bring, George, is just that human beings are good people and we can change the things we want in the direction that we want. I love that aspect of your voice, you know, when you're talking to people.
I'm a believer that 95% of us truly care about other people. There's that 5%, of course, they're manipulative and they're elitist and controlling. But you're right, Mrs. Future. My approach is that most people are good people. Those are the people I want to listen to Coast to Coast. Those are the people I want to surround myself with in my everyday life.
Recently, you had Captain Crunch, John Draper, on. Right. And he has been, I've known of him, you know, since I was a kid, since the Esquire magazine article in 1970 or 71 about phone freaking. This guy was my hero. And later on, he became pretty chummy with Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple. The Futures know John also. Now, there's a total character, right?
Yep.
And he's the kind of, there's no limit to the kinds of characters that you will interview and share with so many people. And that's what we like to do too.
John is, I think he is 71 now or something like that. And he just keeps going, lives in Las Vegas. He's quite a guy.
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks for calling in, Dr. and Mrs. Future. We got a bunch of other people who want to talk to George.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, thanks for bringing George on. George, pleasure to meet you finally.
Okay. Great.